Let's start with prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for the good service you let us have so far. Help me with my nerves. Give me just the words you want me to say. In Jesus' name, amen. So if I were to title these thoughts, I would title them Taken in the Very Act. I'm going to take all my scripture from John 8, and we're going to start in verse 3. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So here we see Jesus is preaching in the temple, the religious leaders of the time bring a woman who were caught while committing a sin. We have to remember that these men are the same men who spent their entire lives memorizing scripture and the law. And the law tells Jesus that the law says that they need to stone the woman, but they ask him what he says anyways, because they're trying to get him caught in a trap. Now imagine for a moment that you're the woman. You know you've done wrong, and you know you deserve punishment. You feel the guilt and conviction of what you've done, and you are waiting, expecting to die. You hear them ask this guy in front of you, who you know is Jesus, because he's well known, and you're almost positive that he will agree with the crowd accusing you that you should be stoned, because you know he is one that follows the law. And all eyes are on you and him at this point. So if we continue on in the scripture, starting at verse 7, it says, So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. So here we are, and Jesus has given an answer. He has told the crowd that they can, but only if they don't have sin in their hearts. So by now, the woman is sure she's going to die. But then, one by one, the people who are ready to stone her drop their stones and walk out. Just imagine her surprise. Often this is what God does. He takes the accusers, or the devil, away so that you can't doubt his work. I once heard a minister say that the devil leaves question marks, but God puts a period at the end of every sentence, and that is very true. God often does his best work when you are alone with him, so take the time to block out the crowd, spend alone time with God, because that's when you'll really grow. If we continue on at verse 10, it says, When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So here we see an example of God's amazing grace. Jesus here, now alone with the woman, forgives her, which is the answer to the scribes and Pharisees' question. His answer is that we all deserve to die. But he has offered us grace and will forgive us and give us the power to live free from sin. So how about us? We've been taken in the very act. It may not be sin, but maybe God is asking you to do something and you're caught in the middle of a decision. In either case, we've been brought to the feet of Jesus, who has already made his decision and knelt down to write in the dirt. He is offering you a chance to follow him or for you to know his grace completely. As the song says, What will you do with Jesus? It's up to you and I. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be the woman who accepted Jesus' offer of grace and mercy and walked away free with power over sin? Or do you want to be the ones who let their stones fall but walk away sorrowfully because you know you have sin in your life but aren't willing to accept him as your savior? Or maybe you're someone in the temple. God has reminded you with this act and this incident that you are forgiven and he is in your life, but he wants you to follow a little closer. Maybe you have a decision to make or you're going through a trial. Let this be a reminder to you that God is with you. He has given you his grace and will never leave you nor forsake you.